the state superintendent who runs the Department of Education is up for election. In the second of a two-part series looking at the candidates in this race, Indiana Public Broadcasting's Eric Weddle reports on GOP candidate and Yorktown School Superintendent Jennifer McCormick.
September 2016 meeting of the Yorktown Community School Board of Trustees.
At a recent meeting of the Yorktown School Board, there's a lot of smiles and even some laughs. Held in a small room in the district office just west of Muncie, it's a far cry from the State Board of Education, which has seen now 4 years of tumultuous political debates.
All those in favor vote by saying aye.
Aye.
So you might wonder why McCormick, a former special education teacher turned top administrator, would seek to be the state superintendent of public instruction.
You know, I was very frustrated for the last couple of years, so it was one of those moments. We teach our own children, we teach our own students that if you're going to change something, you either need to step up and try to fix it or at some point keep your mouth shut.
McCormick says the Department of Education has become too political and needs better leadership. She faults State Superintendent Glenda Ritz for politicizing the office and causing rifts with everyone from local school leaders to state lawmakers and the governor's office.
For me, this isn't about a party. It's not about a true party alignment. For me, it's about the party of students.
But Ritz supporters don't believe McCormick. They've labeled her as a copy of the previous Republican state superintendent, Tony Bennett. He championed divisive school reform measures like private school vouchers. And there's even a music video online where the faces of McCormick and Bennett are superimposed on actors dancing and embracing each other from the musical Grease. But supporters like Tom Simpson, the president of the Yorktown School Board and a Republican, says McCormick will be a leader without bending to partisan ideology.
I think one side wants to paint it that here's the pro-teacher, anti-voucher candidate, and then here's Dr. McCormick, who is, you know, pro-voucher and is another Tony Bennett. And that's a ludicrous comparison. As the school superintendent, she's got to do everything she possibly can to support public schools, and that's exactly what she'll do.
And on paper, McCormick's plans are pretty similar to Ritz's own plans. Replace the I-STEP with less standardized testing. Tweak the school funding formula to help poor and rural schools. And not just pay teachers more, but show them respect. McCormick also supports universal preschool. But unlike Ritz, she says an instant expansion is too fast, too soon.
I think our approach to things is just very different. I'm more of a planner. I'm more of a, you got to look at the unintended consequences. I feel like right now that's not what Indiana's doing. We're just rolling things out and hoping for the best. But some of that goes back to if you don't have the experience as a superintendent or as a building level administrator, sometimes you don't understand the impact that that's going to have on districts.
McCormick also diverges from the school reform policies championed by many Republican lawmakers. For the rewrite of the school accountability system, GOP gubernatorial candidate Eric Holcomb wants a single A to F letter grade. McCormick says multiple grades for each school would be better. And while McCormick supports school choice laws, she wants to see more transparency in how the voucher program is funded. That's an idea Republicans have resisted.
Are the results there that support that funding of the programs? But I would say that's true of any program that is, you know, involving K-12 dollars.
McCormick's views aren't a concern, says Betsy Wiley, the CEO of Hoosiers for Quality Education. The group's PAC has given $70,000 to McCormick's campaign so far and previously supported expansion of vouchers and other school choice policies. Wiley says Ritz has not properly managed some of the programs.
Policies are great on the books, but if they are not implemented properly, they're just laws on books.
With just a short time before the elections, McCormick says her biggest challenge is reaching voters with her message of bipartisan leadership at the Department of Education.
It can only get better. I mean, it's such a mess described that way across the state of Indiana that really it's just an opportunity to try to help the students and educators of Indiana.
Ritz has refuted McCormick's claims, saying she talks with local school leaders every week and has overseen a reduction in failing schools statewide. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Weddle in Indianapolis.